We are back. Welcome back to the Better Every Day podcast, where we are unlocking our best self one episode at a time. My name is David Garcia, and this is my beautiful wife, Grace Garcia. And today is the start, the very first episode of season 2 of the Better Every Day podcast. Let's go.
I'm so excited.
We are happy to be back. Like we told you guys, if you guys were following us in season 1, we took some time off to rest. And how did you feel during that rest?
It was good.
Yeah, I personally loved it. It felt weird not to work on the podcast. It felt weird I need to do work on it or whatever. It was a nice time of rest, or nice time of just recharging. It was a great Christmas, great holidays. We made a lot of good memories, and
yeah, we did.
Yeah, it was a great time, but now we're back. This episode will be coming out on January the 20th, and if you guys have been following us on social media, then you know that at the start of this episode, we are going to be naming who the winners of our giveaway are. If you guys see right here, in case you haven't been following us on social media, we custom made some Yeti 10-ounce tumblers. I'm going to see if I can zoom in on this. It just has our logo on it. I was really happy with how it came out. And we just thought it would be a great idea to do a giveaway, you know, just get the traffic going, get everybody buzzed about, you know, us starting the new season. And so right now we're actually going to do a very quick, I'm not going to take a lot of you guys' time, but we are going to do a very quick giveaway. We're going to be giving away 2 of them, actually. So let me get my handy dandy laptop and let us know what you guys think about this backdrop. I decided, you know, hey, let's try something different. Let's try something new. Let's see how people react. I didn't want to have the same setup for another season. I do want to be changing it up. I'm not that creative. You're a little bit creative in that regard. But I just wanted to try something new and see what everybody thought, how everybody felt with it. But now we are going to do the giveaway. So we actually had 69 entrants to the giveaway. And we have them all here.
And we are going to give away more. So please make sure you're following us on Instagram and TikTok if you want to keep an eye out and want a chance to win.
Yeah, exactly. And so we have all the names here. You guys see all that column. I'm just going to shuffle them a couple of times just so you guys know that's nice and fair. You know, shuffle, 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 shuffle. We're going to be giving 2 away. So the first winner is going to be, get ready with the orange button. First winner is...
Who is it?
Nancy Torres. Let's go.
Oh, it does it.
Yeah.
Did I do that?
Let's go.
Nancy!
Way to go. All right. All right. All right. So we're going to move this one, and then we're going to do the next giveaway. And let's go. And the next winner is Vanessa Alvarez. Woo! Let's go. Well, we got our 2 winners. I will be contacting you guys when I get a chance and letting you guys know. Nancy, we're going to see you in person, so we'll just give it to you in person. But you won't find out until Monday. So
it'll be a nice surprise.
It'll be the next Sunday after this Sunday, if that makes sense for the people. Because we do film this. So today is...
Yeah, but we can give it to her and say she won the giveaway.
So today is Wednesday the 15th. On the 20th, this episode is coming out. She won't get it until...
Sorry, Nancy. I would have given you it this Sunday.
The 26th, she'll be getting the Yeti Cup. But congratulations. Thank you guys to everybody who participated. Thank you guys for everybody who shared the post, who tagged their friends. That really meant a lot to us. And yeah, we made a couple of these. We didn't just make these 2. And so we are later on going to do another giveaway. And we hope you guys participate. The whole point is to just, you know, spread awareness of the Better Everyday podcast. If you guys believe that this podcast is a blessing to you and it could be a blessing to somebody else, we just just an incentive for you guys to share it. And
yeah. And it has the Better Every Day on both sides. It looks, it's really nice quality.
Yeah. My job where I work at made a couple of custom ones, and I was like, oh, you know what? Like, it's not even that, you know, it's a nice cup, you know, and who doesn't like a Yeti? Hey, if you guys have never used a Yeti or something like a Yeti before, I used to drink my coffee in a plastic cup, and that thing got cold fast, 5-10 minutes. You put that sucker in a Yeti cup, it stays nice and warm for at least 1.5-2 hours.
That's crazy.
So, it's a great cup. So for the next time, just keep your eyes out. Follow us on Instagram. TikTok. We don't know if it's going to survive, but if it does survive, follow us there and subscribe to the YouTube. That being said, again, this is our first episode to season 2. We are happy to be back. It is January. So we all know, you know, this podcast is about getting better every single day. And what does everybody do in January? They come up with the resolutions. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you guys know, but January 10th of this year, but usually it's the second Friday of every January, it is National Quitters Day.
Wow.
Where most of the people by that point, it would be 10 days in this year, you would have quit all your resolutions. And I hope you guys aren't a statistic, but if you guys are, just know that you can pick everything back up and keep going if you want to. Now, thinking about this, I was thinking about this and I was thinking, what if some people do such humongous resolutions? I'm going to lose 75 pounds this year. I'm going to open up a thriving business. Just something that, you know, you have to work hard for. What if some people do that just to be able to post about it, tell their friends about it, and, you know, have everybody go, oh, really? You're going to do that? And get that affirmation of like, yeah, I'm going to try at least. And it's almost like self-sabotage because you kind of already know that you haven't built the character to be able to actually reach those goals. You haven't built the strong will. You haven't built the discipline. You haven't built the determination. Your why maybe is not even that big. And you just do it for the sake of, oh, well, guys, hey, I strive for great things. And some people might think like, if it's so great and I don't make it, I think people are still going to give me credit because I did try for something great. And maybe other people strive for too little. And there's one saying that says, like, if your goals don't scare you, then they're not big enough. Which is true. But you also have to do a self-reflection of, do you have the character to chase after these goals, these resolutions that you are setting before yourself? Because if you don't, then maybe you start with this year. I might not do huge resolutions and huge goals. This year, my focus is I'm going to build the character that goes after those big goals and can actually accomplish them. Mm. And so if you guys have reached January 10th and you quit, first, if you feel bad about it, just know that it's okay. It's okay. We all fall. We all mess up, and we all have the ability to get back up, dust ourselves off, and keep going forward.
If you don't feel bad.
If you don't feel bad.
You should.
No, then you already know that, you know, what I just said, you kind of just did it for the sake of, oh, well, I tried for something great.
Yeah.
You know? But yeah, why do you think 2 weeks into the year, it's National Quitters Day?
Oh, I am assuming because the numbers say it is. I mean, it is the whole world. It's like, we're going to do this. But then there's no follow through. Like, we're not taught this is how we get there, at least the majority of us. And so we just have these ambitious, exciting goals, but that's all it is. It's, what is that phrase? It's like a house of cards.
Mm-hmm.
There's no foundation. There's nothing underneath.
Mm-hmm.
And so they start and, but that's already movement. If you don't have a good foundation and you're moving, like, it's going to crumble sooner or later, whether mm-hmm. it's you're pushing too hard and it's burnout, whether it's, again, you don't have the character, the people around you, whatever it is,
mm-hmm.
it takes a lot to make something a habit. Like we've been talking about our favorite book, which we should reread at least once a year, Atomic Habits. It's not just, oh, I'm going to set my mind to it. That almost never works. So I'm assuming it's National Quitters Day because the numbers speak for itself. Everyone.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think one thing that I was thinking about while you were speaking is the difference between marathons and sprint races.
Hmm.
Maybe that's why the second week of January, it's National Quitters Day. Everyone puts these humongous goals and they realize it's going to take me sprinting the whole way for me to be able to even make it there. And they start sprinting. Like if you guys have never, yeah. if you guys are not like active people, if you guys are not runners, go outside, I dare you right now, and run as fast as you can and see how long you last. You're going to last what? 3 minutes? If that? Like when you're running and you're suffering, a minute lasts forever. You're like, I saw this one video where it's like when you hit the treadmill and you've hit 30 minutes of running, and then the dude looks down and he's only 2 minutes in. It's true. It feels like eternity when you're running sometimes, and you're just like, you're not fit and you're going at a pace that you shouldn't be going.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm talking about. Like, we need to check ourselves. Humongous goals. But before you set those humongous goals, you need a self-reflection of, have I built the system for it?
Mm-hmm.
Have I built the character for it? Have I built the stamina for it? Am I ready to pay the price? Like, all these things that we talked about in season one.
Yeah.
Like, are you ready? Have you done this analysis? Because if you've done it and you've measured yourself and you're like, oh, I'm not there yet. It's like me being like, I'm starting running today. Never ran in a long time. And I have a marathon coming up in 2 weeks. Like, how do you think that marathon is going to go? I don't think I'm going to make it.
Mm-hmm. Like, worse, you can get injured. And I think that can be dangerous too, because if you get injured, it's kind of like a person now saying like, I'm a failure, and they label themselves as that.
Mm-hmm.
Or, oh, I just can't do it. Or next year, it'll be the same thing. I'll put my goals and I won't reach it. Which can do sometimes more harm than good.
Yeah. Yeah. And so you got to be realistic. Like if you, I'm doing all these running analogies because I'm into running. And the farthest I've ran so far is 15 miles. Right. And I had to ramp up to there, and I had to ramp up to there, which means that where I started was running only 1 mile, then running 2 miles, then running 3 miles. And I'm talking about in spaces of weeks. Building up, because you got to build up your joints, you got to build up your legs, your strength, and then you're talking about comparison, because you start running and you start, I mean, Instagram like has ears, they know what's going on. Yeah. So if you get into running, guess what you're going to get on your Instagram? A bunch of running stuff, right? And I see these people running at a 6 minute pace. I'm like, oh, I'm going to try running like a little bit faster or whatever. And your body's just like, no, you haven't trained to get there. You're not there, dude. Be okay with where you are and how fast you're going right now and build from there.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when I first ran my first 12 miles, my heart rate was at 158, which is well out of your zone too. It's pretty high up there. And I was running at 11 minute miles and I was running with friends, right? And that for me, it was great reaching 12 miles. That was an accomplishment in itself. But realistically, what you want is you want your heart rate to be lower, right? And so that at least was the starting point for me, right? And as time went on, I kept training. Then I could run the 12 miles in like 10 minute, 30 minute miles, 10, 10.5 minute miles, right? And what I'm just trying to say is we have to work up to those great goals, mm-hmm. right? And so if you already crashed and burned, we are not judging you. We are here supporting you and we're cheering you on. If you have already crashed and burned, you've tripped, you fell, you just stumbled.
You've hidden.
You hit that quitter's day. Yeah, you might have hidden in shame. Mm-hmm. I want you to know, hey, get back up, shake yourself off. But before you start back up, reflect on those goals and those resolutions that you wrote down. And see, is this too much for me right now? Have I bitten off more than I can chew? And I'm talking logically, right? Mm-hmm. Because there is faith involved.
But I think if, as you were talking right now, even when I was thinking of it, the faith aspect, and I always go back to like how the gospel and who God says we are, because even salvation, when it's presented, you have to recognize I am a sinner first. Mm-hmm. And I think as you were talking right now, that's where we all fail is we don't like thinking of ourselves like, what am I bad at? Or what are my bad habits? Or what do I always try and then fail? And even like the Total Money Makeover with Dave Ramsey, he, in the beginning, before he gets into like the details, he hits you with the ugly truth. Like, you are the problem. Like, look at the mirror. Mm-hmm. You are the issue. Same thing with Atomic Habits. It says, you will fail if it's out of your sheer will. Like, you are weak. Mm-hmm. And I think so many of us like skip over that. We just are like, we want to do this. We want to do this. But we don't look at, okay, let's look at who we are in the past. I'm someone who fails almost always. By week two in January, I almost never accomplish my goals. I won't look at it in the midweek year. Then at the end of the year, I'm like, oh my goodness, I just have to try again. Like, that's just what history has says I am. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's very hard. And that's hard for me because you always have to remind me too, like, Grace, let's look at what patterns have suggested. But I think that's the first step. So I don't think it's, because even with faith, it's like, okay, first we are a sinner. This is what it is. Mm-hmm. And then it's, okay, where do we want to be? Okay, who gets us there?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And again, that's practical with faith put together. Mm-hmm. And that's what I love. Yeah, you just got to, A, take responsibility of your actions, of your patterns, of where you're at. Take responsibility, get accountability. And then also, I want to make this a separate episode, so I don't want to go too deep into it, but you were kind of saying like, see the patterns, see what you do good, what you don't do good. Mm-hmm. And I think what's also very important in regards to goals, in regards to just life in general, is the stories that you tell yourself. Mm. Basically the identity that you speak over yourself.
Yeah.
Right? So you could tell the story of, you know, what a lot of culture says nowadays, the system is rigged. It's rigged against me. Look at all this bad food. I'm addicted to it and blah, blah, blah. Like whatever story you tell dictates your emotions. It dictates mm-hmm. where you're going. It dictates how you do things. Like if you play the victim, well, guess what? You're never going to be able to get out of that hole that you're in.
Yeah.
You will have to take responsibility. You have to take action and you have to just move. Again, different episode.
No, but that's good.
It's going to be a good episode. but yeah, very important. And so I just think it's okay. Give yourself grace. That's another important thing. Give yourself grace. I mean, that is going to be perfect. It's not going to be perfect. I mean, when we first got married, we had like a resolution or a goal, right? We're going to be married 2 years. We're just going to enjoy each other because we've been long distance. We haven't been together for more than 2 weeks at a time. We're going to enjoy each other. And boom, 7 months in, we're pregnant.
And I'm pregnant.
Okay. And our plans changed.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's something we can no longer take back, right? Mm-hmm. We were pregnant and there, out the door goes our plans. And so what I'm trying to say is, I mean, life is going to life. We keep saying that. Life.
And it has this year, for sure.
Yeah.
For everyone.
Yes. Yes. And I'm glad that you brought that up, because definitely our hearts go out to all the people that lost their homes here in California. What a crazy event to start off the year.
Not just from like January 1st in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
This year has just been like one after another. And yeah, if people who lost their homes, and I believe right now the count is up to like 10 that have passed away in the fires. So I can't even imagine like you lose your home, but someone that you love.
Yeah.
And they said, I mean, like heaven forbid, but they said once the fires completely die down, they're going to start. That's when they start investigating and see, and the numbers might go higher, which he's like, I hope it doesn't. But the reality is it most likely will, because they haven't really done the searching. They're just trying to put the fires out.
Yeah.
So, and I know, I mean, we're in Southern California, and so it's just so close to home. I think that story, but for anyone, whether you're in New Orleans or in LA or you're not, like this has not been an easy start to the year.
Yeah, no. And those are things that we can't really control. Like I'm sure we can deep dive and be like, this is the reason and that's the reason.
Yeah.
But what we're saying is like, for those people that lost their homes, like they had no control over it. Like,
yeah,
they did their best. I saw a bunch of videos of them watering their roofs and watering the stuff around their house and stuff. Like they did what they could. And I mean, they lost what they lost. And now it's like, what do we do? And obviously, you know, to compare that to, you know, just regular resolutions, whatever. But the point is that sometimes things happen, mm-hmm. that are out of our control. And we've talked about this before, that we have to process the situations that we go through, the hardships that we go through, the challenges that we go through. We have to process them. We have to just accept them and know that we can't control them. But what we can control is how we react from this point moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And I personally, listen, I'm going to be honest. The whole January 1st thing to me is just an eye roll. Because I'm like, it's just a day, you know? Mm-hmm. I feel like it's similar to when people say like, oh, I'm going to get married. And when I get married, everything's going to change.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, nothing's going to change. The only thing is that you're going to be united with this person for the rest of your life. That's it. But like your habits are not going to magically change. Her habits are not going to magically change.
Yeah.
The way that you guys interact isn't going to magically change, as much as you might be in the honeymoon phase and you guys are acting like Mr. and Mrs. Perfect. Like eventually you're going to go back to who you really are. And then you're going to realize we got to work from here.
Mm.
Like you have to just accept it. Accept what's going on. And this is actually something that, you know, I'm working through right now. Is accepting the reality of things. And we're actually working on a little something. It's in the works. It'll be out soonish. But years back, I gave this message on this verse, Psalms 23:5, which says, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my, I think head. It's anoint my head, and my cup overflows, right? And one thing that like has really been kind of processing in me, because I've had this issue where throughout most of my life, I haven't processed a lot of situations and emotions. And now that I'm going to therapy, all these things are starting to come out.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm realizing, oh, there's a lot that I kind of, I never know how to say the word, compartmentalize. I'm going to just write it here just in case you don't understand it. But I've kind of just been hiding it or throwing it under the rug. And now I'm starting to realize, okay, now it's time to open up that box and deal with all this. And I mean, we've said it before here, I'm so black and white.
Yeah.
And it's so hard for me to see the world in color, even in gray. It's so hard for me to be like good and bad can exist in the same place. But one of these days I was reflecting on this verse. And when I first gave this message years ago, I kind of presented the audience with the question of why is it that the verse doesn't read, you prepare a table before me in the presence of angels, in the presence of archangels, in the presence of my family and my friends, in the presence of just you, God, in the presence of whatever, rainbows and butterflies. Why does it have to be that it's in the presence of my enemies? And I think for me personally, and I hope it touches you guys, it presents such a true reality to our lives that good and bad are constantly present in our lives, right? So we're in love, we're in a marriage, we have kids. Are there enemies surrounding us? 100%. What are the enemies? Could be pride. I have pride issues. Unforgiveness. I have unforgiveness issues. Resentment. I have resentment issues. Fear. I have fear issues. Like, I have all these things. And these are enemies that are standing around us. And what is the point of, or what is the enemy really trying to do? What is fear really trying to do? What is anxiety trying to do? What is all these things trying to do? They're trying to distract you. Take your focus away from what God has presented in front of you and focus on them. Why? Because everything that you focus on becomes greater, and everything else around, it kind of becomes a blur. Kind of fades. It's still there, but it becomes a blur, right? So if like you focus on the enemy, if you focus on fear, guess what? Fear gets greater, right? And so it's something that I've been having to process. And so why I'm saying this is because sometimes we stumble in what we really want to do. We have great intentions. We have great goals. We want to have purpose this year. We want to help people. And we stumble, and we go, some of us are very autocritical of ourselves, and we go, I messed up. I'm a screw up. I failed. Now I have to wait for next year. And again, it really irks me that it's January 1st. It's every day. Today could be January 1st. And I hope that's motivating to you guys. If you guys have failed or if you guys have messed up, today can be your January 1st. It doesn't have to be January 1st, 2026. I guess I have to wait 330 days. Like, no, today can be your January 1st. You can get up, dust yourself off, and start today. And again, giving yourself grace. I messed up. Okay, I messed up. But I am not a mess up. I can get back up and I can keep working on it. And I'm not working on it alone. God is always there holding your hand. God is always there guiding you. God is always there encouraging you. God is always there as long as you invite him into your process, right? I feel like I'm talking too much.
That's good stuff though.
But point is, two things can exist in one. Give yourself grace. It's okay. A mess up is a mess up. It's part of life. We can move forward and we can make a better tomorrow. Again, we've said it before and we will say it again, 1% better every single day. And you know what is beautiful about that 1% is that it's not asking you for you to go 100% better every single day. Some of us, it's like all or nothing, 100% or nothing, but no. 1% better every single day by the end of 365 days. Guess what? You are 37 times better than you were when you started. And that's exactly what we're talking about. It's a nice ramp up. You start, you have a baseline, you start and you start that curve. Start slowly moving up, and it keeps multiplying and multiplying. I'm not going to run a marathon tomorrow because I have never reached those type of miles.
Yeah.
I'll do it on faith, but guess what? Chances are my knees are going to get busted up. I might get an injury. I might not even make it. I might get dehydrated. I'm not, don't even have the knowledge of how I should fuel for a marathon. All those things. Start small and work your way up. You have time. Okay. And we've had that conversation as well about time, but believe that you have time. If you have a purpose, you have time. If you haven't completed your purpose, you have time. Don't waste your time. Spend it wisely.
Yeah.
I feel like you're going to say something.
Why?
Because it looks like you've been waiting.
No, I was thinking, I'm like, yeah, why is January 1st? Like God God's word says his mercies are new every day. Mm-hmm. And just the fact that it's a miracle to be alive. They say like the statistics of someone being born is crazy, like to not believe that, wow, we are blessed. And the fact that we're not granted to, like, no one tells us we're granted or promised tomorrow. And we take it for granted saying like, oh yeah, I'm just going to do it in another week on Monday, whether that's your Monday or whether that's your new year, whatever it is, or your birth. Some people, it's like their birthday. Mm-hmm. And it's like, no, God's mercies are new every single day. And just like God gives us new love and a fresh start every single day. Like, why can't we do that with ourselves?
Yeah.
And I was looking at, I think it starts with our mindset. Like we feel like, I don't know, like today is not special enough or there's no value in today. Like it's just something with our mindset. And that's the first thing that we need to rewire to get anything done and accomplished. That's what Atomic Habits is. It's like rewire your brain little by little until it becomes a habit. And I was looking at it and I'm like, maybe this is just going to work for me. But I was seeing like what pagan meant. Mm-hmm. And it just says, back then it says, if you didn't believe or worship, like they worshiped more than one God, right? So that was pagan. But nowadays it says it could be anyone who doesn't go to church or has like the person holding a specific religious belief. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, that January 1st thing, like that's pagan. Like that's from the world. Like who says that? Mm-hmm. And it's like, maybe we should start thinking of it like that. Like who says this is a special day where we can start fresh and become our new identity and our new purpose. Like, no, God says, this is today, the day that I have given you. Like, rejoice and be glad in it. Like, my mercies are new every single day. Like, it's time to just say, like, this day holds value because I'm alive, mm-hmm. because God gave me. And so today I'm going to be the person he wants me to be. Like, who are you waiting for? Like, for time, is time your God in that case? Like, this new year, because God's just waiting on you, like this moment to change your life. And so I think, yeah, that's what I was thinking. Like we need to shift our, what we put value and importance in.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%. I think our personal seasons don't have to line up with the calendar seasons.
Yeah. And that's pagan calendars. Where does all that come? Roman, Greek gods.
And I feel like it's honestly easier, right?
Yeah.
It makes sense. It's easier for everybody. Everybody does it. And part of it maybe might be like if the majority of people start on January 1st, hopefully the majority of people will continue forward. But we majority already see the that majority of people quit. And so, yeah, like this whole like, oh, we're ending the year like strong or whatever. Or we're starting the year strong. Like it's a calendar.
Yeah.
And it almost comes down to like comparison. Like I might not be in the season of starting something right now, January, let's say January 1st. Yeah. Maybe I'm in the middle of something. So I'm not going to like jump into this whole mainstream of like, oh, like
new thing.
Everybody else is saying that they're doing the new resolution. So I guess I'm going to drop everything that I was in the middle of and I'm going to start all this new stuff. Or I'm going to add on the new stuff and just realize, oh, I don't have the bandwidth to do all this, mm-hmm. you know? And so, that's just honestly just a pet peeve of mine. I don't know if you guys agree or with that or whatever, but it's just a pet peeve of mine. Like, and it's probably just because I'm a little contrarian. I like to go against the current. I'm not one for mainstream, or I try not to be. Go ahead.
Oh no, I was just gonna say, cause we were talking about like how even the year, cause I remember we looked at my resolutions and you're like, you didn't put much on your, list mm-hmm. last year when we were making these new year resolutions. And I was like, yeah, cause I read, Atomic Habits and I remember being so like, no, I need to change who I am, like who I want to be. So mm-hmm. I kept saying, like a loving mother, like someone who's consistent. I think that's a lot of the reason why people quit, because how you said they don't become the person that they want to be. And so they put all these goals of like, I'm going to run, and they can't even be consistent with walking or with anything for that matter, for anything in their life.
Mm-hmm.
or they want to do public speaking and they can't even, like, they haven't even gotten, like, I'm gonna be a confident person, because it's just confidence, right? And so it's like, maybe before the resolutions of who do you want to become, because I've noticed, at least with me, that's why I get so passionate about it, because me becoming, again, even if it's something small, like consistent, where I can label that on myself, like I'm consistent, that label starts fueling other goals and it gives me the confidence that I need, like, to get the ball rolling and to just keep it moving.
Yeah.
And so I say start there first with becoming, and then you can start the doing, whether that's doing the marathon, doing a business, making friendship, whatever it is. I think that'll help.
Yeah, I 100% agree. The character must come before the achievements. Like, if you've ever heard a mother say, you can do whatever you put your mind to, like, that is only a reality if the character has been built.
Yeah.
If you've never built that character, then that person, I'm sorry, will not achieve everything that they put their mind to, because they have to build the character. Like, if you don't have the right character, if you have the right character, discipline, effort, determination, dedication, all these things that make somebody be able to achieve great things, if you lay that foundation out, if you've practiced all those things, you've refined it, you've sharpened it, yes, literally, you can go out and do whatever it is that you want. Mm. At that point, you are like an elite athlete. You can go out there and race in the Olympics if you want, because you have done all the preparation. You've built the character. You've built the personality. You've built the mindset. You've done all the hard and long work. And that's a thing that we will always say on this podcast. Everybody wants everything very fast. But guess what? All the great things take time.
Yeah.
100%. They take time. Be okay with spending that time. Be okay with the patience. Be okay knowing that it's all going to pay off.
Completely agree.
Anything else you want to add?
I just encourage people to just start little. Don't let it scare you.
Hey, I remember when I was young, it was a thought that I had, but I think I've seen, like, not memes, but like inspirational things before. I sent it to my brother, and it was something like you don't build a kingdom all at once. You build it brick by brick. Mm. And that's how you got to see it. Every single day I'm putting one brick down.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, next brick. And little by little, brick by brick, you build what it is that you want to see. So yeah. We are so happy to be back.
I am happy to be back.
We have a lot of good topics coming up.
Hopefully special guests.
We want to have special guests. Yes, we got to line them up. Busy, busy people. You want people on a podcast? They got something to say? Well, guess what? They're busy people.
And yeah.
We respect that. We will make it work, but we are excited for a great season 2. We're excited for all these episodes. We're excited for everything that's to come from this. And once again, we thank you guys for watching. We thank you guys for listening. We thank you guys for tuning in. And again, we just pray and hope that even if it's just a little bit of every episode that can help you guys be better every single day, hey, that's all we're praying for. And honestly, we don't even need to know about it. It's your thing. As long as it's helping you, hey, go for it. We are cheering you on, and I hope that you guys are cheering us on too. So we will see you guys on episode 2 of season 2 of the Better Everyday Podcast. Bye. See ya.